everybody. Welcome to this week's Entrepreneur Experiment Idea Lab with me, Gary Fox. I'm going to preface today's episode by saying I have a very bad dose of man flu, so if it sounds like I'm coming to you from inside a bucket, bear with me. Today, I'm going to chat about the experiment I've been running for the last year. So if you follow me on social media, you'll have seen me posting about my coffee to crypto experiment, which I've been running since the start of May last year. And what that was is that instead of buying my morning coffee, I would spend €3 and buy crypto instead. So I'm going to tell you all that, the results, wins, losses, lessons, the whole lot today. First, I want to say a quick shout out to my sponsor for 2022, Sage. Sage is the global trusted provider of finance, payroll, and HR software to SMEs just like me and you all across the globe. Check them out by visiting the link in my bio or go to sage.com and you get 3 months free if you sign up right now. Okay, coffee to crypto. I started this last May. Why did I do it? It wasn't so much about buying crypto as it was about training myself to have marginal gains. So marginal gains are those 1% wins that you get from doing small things repeatedly. Cue a pompous quote. Aristotle said, "We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence is not an act, but a habit." So I've started, I'm sure like everyone listening, I've started lots of like things and then did them for like maybe 30, 60 days and then dropped off. Just lost interest, wasn't making enough progress and just stopped. That's why New Year's resolutions so rarely work. Humans are programmed for short-term results and we're getting more so. Our phones, social media, everything is about instant gratification. Dopamine is becoming a problem, really, in terms of how much we're getting hit with it every day. And there's actually a phrase for it. It's called digifrenia. I did not know about this. And that's the constant bombardment of digital updates and news. And what that leads to then is fear and then paralysis by analysis, especially when it comes to investing or making decisions over a long period of time. We kind of either put it off or just ignore it. You know, think of like pensions, anything like that, that, you know, you're not going to get the reward of it now. You know it's a good idea, but the reward is going to be so far down the road that you're like, oh, you don't get any kind of buzz from it. So that's why I did the experiment. I was like, right, I'm going to teach myself how easy it is to have marginal gains. And I thought, right, instead of having coffee every morning, I generally buy a coffee most mornings, not every morning, most mornings, and that'd be about £3. So I just averaged it out at £3, multiplied that by 7, and bought that amount of crypto. So I started buying it every day and then I was like, oh, this is actually a pain and I'm less likely to do it. So I just bought it once a week, every Saturday. And then I actually learned this is a way of auto buying. So then you have to do anything. And that brings me on to the point of, if you've read Atomic Habits, I've learned about all the, Atomic Habits is a great book by James Clear. I've recommended it so many times in the pod. It's class. So basically he talks about habits and how you install good habits in yourself. And the big things are to make it easy, make it attractive, make yourself accountable. So they're all the things that I did, right? I made it easy in terms of I set up the auto buys. I used an app called crypto.com and that just allowed me to set up auto buys on my phone. Didn't really have to do anything. And then make myself accountable. So I would post about it all the time. I'd post about it every weekend on social media. And then made it attractive. I was like, okay, I want to do something that will yield me a very tangible benefit at the end of the year. So why not crypto? Crypto was going up like an absolute rocket ship at the time. And I was like, well, if I do it now, the chances of losing money are low and the chances of possibly gaining quite a bit of money are high. So the downside is pretty low and the upside is very high. So it sounds like pretty good. And I want it to be interesting, right? I don't want to do a boring experiment because, well, it's just boring and I want to have good content for you guys. So I started off and I've done some update videos, by the way. If you want to go back and look at how this journey progressed over the last 12 months, I've done some update videos on my YouTube. I'll do an update on it this week as well on YouTube. It'll be pretty much the same content as this. You can tell I'm going to drag this out till the very end. So if you want to know what I've met or lost, you're going to have to stick this out to the 10-minute mark when we chat about it. So €3 every day. And what I would do is I would buy Bitcoin and Ethereum, depending on what kind of felt like at the time. I bought kind of roughly 50-50. It ended up being about 60-40 Bitcoin versus Ethereum. And it wasn't so much even about the Bitcoin. It was about how I psychologically thought about this all year. So I thought about, you know, what will this look like at the end? What will it look like if I quit? Why am I doing it? What are the benefits to doing it? And it's when you think about what you want to do in a year, it's very difficult to imagine yourself there. But if you're not even thinking about it, if you're just doing it over and over and over, especially when it comes to investing. By the way, preface this again, this is not investing advice. I'm not an investment advisor. I have no qualifications in investing. Do not take this as investing advice. Blah, blah, blah. Go seek a qualified investment person before you make your investments. There you go. Go do your own research. This was just an experiment to dabble. And more so that it would allow me to then bleed that in, like I said at the very start, to bleed that in to all other aspects of my life so that I can just make 1% gains. So I need your advice for what I should do next. What should be the next experiment I should do? I want to do another long-term experiment. Doesn't have to be finance-related. Probably better if it's not. So the three areas I'm looking at now are, I want to be in sustainable peak performance. That's what I'm looking for over the next 12 months. I've done a lot of work on my health and longevity. If you listen to the pod a lot, you'll know I've done a lot of work on that side of things. So I'm looking for a sustainable peak performance. So if you can suggest an experiment, it can be physical, it can be mental, it can be finance again, if you think it's kind of cool. I just like to do something a little bit different. So something I can do preferably every day. Someone suggested one press up a day compounding. So that day one press up, day two press ups, day three, and so forth. You get the idea. So that at the end of the day, your end of the year, you're doing 365 press ups in a day. That might be a bit spicy. That might be a bit of a tough one, but something that pushes me enough to get me out of my comfort zone, that it's actually a challenge, but it's achievable enough that I'll actually stick with it and do it. It has to be somewhat fun and something that I can share on the pod and on social media. So have a little think and send me in your suggestions. Best suggestion, I'll throw you out a free entrepreneur experiment beanie hat. How about that? The two books I read before starting this were The Psychology of Money and The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. Both of those books fundamentally changed how I thought about money and investing. I'd had a very scattergun approach to investing and money previously to that. I hadn't stuck consistently to savings or investing. I'd done it hodgepodge here and there and done okay out of it just purely by chance and been lucky. But you want to remove the luck. So people always talk about, oh, you know, when it, buy the dip. And buying the dip is like the most ridiculous thing. That's like saying, always put it on red, you know, because the dip, no one knows what the dip is. If you're not familiar with the dip, the dip is when a stock or an asset is dipping and dropping below what you believe is the value that it's worth. So this is very common. If you spend any time on Twitter in terms of investment Twitter or crypto Twitter, is all these memes about buying the dip. And you buy the dip and it keeps dipping, and you buy the dip and it keeps dipping again. So buying the dip is like trying to catch a falling knife. You might catch the handle, you might catch the blade. And what I wanted to do by doing this experiment was to remove that variability. Remove that thought of having to, oh, is today the day I buy? People say that to me about crypto all the time. They're like, oh, you buy some crypto, don't you? When'll I buy it? I'm like, it doesn't matter. And they're like, oh, but will it go down again? I was like, it might not. It doesn't matter. If you want to buy it, you want to buy it. It's worth the same to you today as it is tomorrow. So just buy it. And that's what this experiment taught me. Over time, just buy it. Don't think about it, because you start thinking about it, you'll overthink it, you'll get paralysis by analysis, and you'll just put it off. And you're like, oh, it's gone up now, I'll wait till it goes back down. Oh, it's gone down, I'll wait till it goes down a little further. Oh, it's gone down, I'll wait till it goes down a bit further. And you end up doing nothing. Anyway, here we are, the big reveal. Talk about an anti-climax, by the way. You're going to be a little bit disappointed when you hear this, as I was. I'm not ready, to be honest. Not that I don't care, but I'm at a far better position than I would be if I hadn't done it. And didn't we all have fun? And that's the main thing. The total invested was, so 3 by 365, it's 1095. So I invested 1,095 euro in crypto. So it's 21 euro a week. And the total at the end was, drumroll please, 992 euro 52 cent. So I made a loss of 102 euro 48 cent. And to be honest, I'm okay with that. I have now 992 euro 52 that I would not have had if I had not done this experiment. And I didn't even notice. I didn't notice the €3 a day. If I said before this, go, oh, €3 a day, oh, it's a lot, I won't bother. Didn't even notice. What happened was crypto has gone into an absolute free fall. Bitcoin, when we started this experiment, was €53,783 per coin. And today, as I check this, it's €31,340.88. So the Bitcoin has dropped €22,443 per coin. Ethereum, which we're also buying, is €2,804 and has now dropped to €2,287, dropping by €517. So both of them have absolutely gone through the floor. But it's okay. They might come back. I'm a long-term believer in crypto. I'm a long-term believer in investing only what you can afford. So both of those things have happened. And I've taught myself a lot along the way. So there you go. That is the episode. That is the coffee to crypto experiment concluded. 1 year of continual investment. What are we going to do next? Get in touch with me. And whoever's idea I choose to go with, I'll throw you out a free beanie hat and, let's spice it up a bit, a book of your choice. I'll give you a book of your choice from any of the books recommended by guests on the experiment, or it's Psychology Money or The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. So send me your experiments ideas. You can drop them on social media. I'm on Mr. Gary Fox at all social media. So Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter. And then you can just email me, gary@mrgaryfox.com. Just go to the website, mrgaryfox.com, and tell me what your experiments should be. I'll see you back here on Thursday for an incredible new interview series. If you haven't already, go back and check out Dee Lines. She's the founder of ExamFly. She was last week's episode on Thursday. It is a phenomenal company and a phenomenal entrepreneur. You're going to be hearing a lot more about Dee and ExamFly in the coming years. So go check that out. I'll see you back here Thursday. Have a cracking week.